Deck podcast presented by Line Star. Your best MLB player props for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman. I'm Shannon Somerville. Tyler, I am jacked up, not just for our props today and the fact that I was perfect in my props and my home run call yesterday, but I watched the first episode of Hard Knocks last night and I am pumped up for this season with the New York Jets. I just had to start the show like that with bringing that energy. That's what I'm working with today, Tyler. How are you feeling?
Hey, I like the energy. I have not watched it yet. I definitely need to check that out yet. And unlike you, I brought the whole show down yesterday. I lost both my props. My home run call didn't hit. You know, it was a tough day.
It's okay. It happens to us all.
It does.
You know, I made up for it, so we're good. We're good. It was just a good day all around. Also got to watch that Johnny Manziel special that just came out on Netflix as well. That's next up on the queue. But for right now, we're getting into today's prop bets that are on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't already have those apps, make sure to download them. Use that promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your first deposit matched. And make sure to do us a huge favor. If you're enjoying our content, go ahead and like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. A comment also enters you into our contest, where if Tyler and I both hit our main props of the day, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. We'll announce that on the show tomorrow. And I get to break out the money gun that is sitting here waiting to be used in the studio. So let's get after it today. Tyler, I will be completely honest with you. I kind of wanted to vomit a little bit when I was looking at the lines today. I was a little disappointed. In fact, I kind of liked some props from the earlier games. But because we're trying to give the people as much time as possible to get those props in, I'm trying to focus in on those later games. What did you come up with for today?
Yeah, I agree. The Lions were kind of tough today. I don't love a lot, but I did find a couple that I liked. And I'll start with Mike Clevinger, lower than 5.5Ks. It's minus 165. So if you do want to bet it, I would probably try and get it right away because normally, pitching lines at 165 don't last very long, but he's been under in 4 of 5. He's averaging 3.6 Ks per game over his last five, and he only has a 17% strikeout rate. He's going against the Yankees, who strike out a little bit, but, you know, they're right around average strikeout-wise. They're not anything crazy. It's not like they're Minnesota striking out a ton. Mm-hmm. So let's go under 5.5 here.
Yeah, I like your play here, especially since the Yankees have had success against him historically. So yes. I like that play there for you. I'm going to two California kids for my prop bets. We'll start things off with James Outman, higher than 0.5 bases. It's around minus 136 in your sports books. He's gone over this about 6 of the last 10 games, 55% of the season. Now, this is one that I go to when Outman is hot, and he's hot right now, 400 average in the month of August. 809 OPS against righties as well. Remember, Outman's a lefty bat. So in a decent matchup tonight, he's going up against Arizona righty Merrill Kelly, who he's actually 2 for 5 against. And again, Outman is a guy who strikes out a lot. So the 0.5 bases kind of always scares me. However, when he's hot and kind of feeling it at the dish like he is lately, he hasn't struck out the last two games. I'm going to roll with Outman here on a hot streak and go over that 0.5 bases. What do you think about a Dodgers play there, Tyler?
Outman's been hitting really well, and, yeah, you know, frankly, Diamondbacks have been terrible, so why not hit that right now? And, you know, you led with, you're going to go with two California kids, so why don't you go to your second one as well?
Mickey Moniak, baby! More like Moniak in the bank. I was, get it? Like money in the bank? I don't know.
I got it.
I'm on another level today. See, I came into the show hot with my energy from Hard Knocks last night. I wasn't joking. So we got all the dad jokes here on the show today. We're going to go Mickey Moniak over 0.5 bases. Again, that's around minus 131 or so. He's gone over this 80% of the time, 6 of the last 10. And this is a guy with an over 300 average going up against San Francisco Giants Ryan Walker, which indicates this is a bullpen game in this scenario. And while he hasn't been super hot at the dish lately, he has just gotten one knock the past couple games. So he cashed for us yesterday. Let's roll with it. Let's go again today. The Encinitas kid. Two California boys. Yep. Let's roll with it. See what we come up with. Gotta love those California kids, right, Tyler? You're one yourself.
Yep.
Can't go
wrong. Absolutely.
We'll see how that works out.
All right. So for my next prop, I am going to go with Jordan Lyles, lower than 4Ks. He's been under in 63% of his starts this year. I've actually already bet the 3.5 Ks, but that was at plus money. At 4, you know, he's like minus 120 or so. Look, he has a 16% strikeout rate. He's versus Boston, who strikes out right around 22%. And there's extremely good hitting weather tonight in Boston. So I think it might be tough for Lyles to get over 4Ks.
Yeah, one of the higher run totals of the game for today. So I like your play there. You can tail us on the Underdog Fantasy Prize Picks app. Again, if you don't have those apps, use that promo code LINESTAR when you download them, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. And make sure to comment below. A comment enters you into our prop bets contest, where one randomly selected commenter will win $50 if Tyler and I both hit our main props for today. Feeling good about James Outman for today. And we've got Mike Clevenger. Hey, you're going with my Yanks today. I like it, Tyler. I like where your head's at. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm going with a Dodgers player.
I was also fading the, Boston. Or, sorry, no, not fading Boston. I'm going with Boston with the Jordan Lyles pick. Yeah,
we'll let it go this time. Because I'm going with the Dodgers pick.
My next pick might be going for Boston, too.
All right. Speaking of our next pick, now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a home run today?
I got to do it. We're going with Rafael Devers, plus 285 to hit a bomb. Look, in 17 plate attempts versus Lyles, he's hitting 353. Has a home run and has an ISO also of 353 versus Lyles. He's in a great spot. We have really good hitting weather in Boston with the wind blowing out to right field. I think Devers hits one out tonight.
I see your Boston Red Sox call, and I'm going to a Yankee slugger, the same one I picked yesterday, and he cashed for me. Yes, that is right. All rise for Aaron Judge for a home run today. Aaron Judge has the highest ISO of any pitching matchup on the slate for tonight at 390 ISO against righties, and going up against White Sox righty Mike Clevenger, who's giving up a 1.24 home run per nine rate. And actually, Aaron Judge is 3-for-9 against him with a home run. That Chicago White Sox bullpen giving up the third highest home run per nine rate in all of baseball. I think he goes back-to-back days with the home run. Judge is feeling it. Give me him for a home run today. All rise. I like when I get to use props on the show. That's always a plus. We need more props. Yeah. Got to get the props out. Earlier this season, we had like a too bad we don't have like the remember when we were sending around links to the Mike Trout hat, like the Trout. There was actually like a hat. What are some other ones?
Yeah, the Trout hat.
Mm-hmm. Who are some go-tos for us this season? Probably Matt Olson. What can we do for Olson? I don't know. I feel like we pick him usually every day because he usually hits one every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to think about it.
I think we need to get more props for football since it's coming into that season.
Like where your head's at. Because that's where my head's at after the Hard Knocks episode. Once again, just feeling it. Let me know if you've seen this episode of Hard Knocks, because I'm pretty pumped about it. It was pretty cool. I don't know if it's because I'm a Jets fan or
you're totally fangirling.
You think? Yeah,
you're fangirling.
Is it because I kind of follow these guys and that, you know, because it's my team, or is it because it's actually like entertaining for everybody? I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you guys thought.
Hard Knocks is always entertaining, but yeah. I could see it being much more so when it's like your team.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And you actually follow all the players and whatnot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, so good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors for today. Remember to check out the LineStar app, linestarapp.com, and check out that props AI tool that'll help you out in the props game. I'm 66% correct this season. I had dipped to 65% yesterday, but now we're back up to 66% thanks to the Props AI tool. Check that out at linestarapp.com, especially as we head into football season. We got a lot of football content coming your way, so make sure to like and subscribe to this channel so you can keep up with all the latest content we've got coming out. Be a part of the Noti gang. Get those notifications rolling as we head into football season and get our prop shows going for that. Can't wait for that. Good luck. Stay tuned for Tyler's DFS show. He'll break it down for you and help you win some money there. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Good luck.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys. Good luck.